We are back for a couple more minutes with Congressman John Lewis, Bill Russell, and I. Bill Russell is lurking over there wanting to say something.
We were talking about diversity, and diversity scares a lot of people. I'm sitting here thinking, how do you, I mean, this sounds good in the abstract to a lot of folks, but a lot of people say, you know, basically I'm not comfortable with people, and I think... People who are not like me, people who don't see things the way I do, and I think the operant word, and you've already covered it, is fear. They're afraid. And the point is to get past the fear, and the way to get past the fear is to engage.
Is that right?
I think you must engage in order to overcome fear. I think we said earlier that we fear the unknown, what we do not know. Don't be afraid. Get to know people of a different race, color, different gender.
I had a sense when I was thinking about this wonderful opportunity to talk to you. I was trying to get a sense of what's the big picture here? What's John Lewis's life about? And I am not presumptuous enough to say that I have the answer, but an answer for me was this idea that ideas do have a life of their own and they do carry us forward. And the idea that kept coming back to me is that we as a species can make the next step past the fear, past the only clinging to ourselves, and go over to a place where we can accept people who are not like us and keep those feet moving to an unknowable future. Is that part of what We're Gonna Walk was about?
I think you said it better than I can say it.
Oh, no, John Lewis.
Oh, yes, I think I
said
it much better.
No, you've lived it, John Lewis. That was just words from me.
No, I think that's what it's all about. And I believe we can and must make that great leap. And sometimes you step out there. Sometimes you don't know where it's going to lead because you don't have a blueprint or a roadmap, but you go anyway. You step out on faith. You keep moving. Keep moving your feet, and you take others with you as you move. And I think that's where we're going as a nation, as a people, as a world community.
A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a decision to make the journey. Then, and it doesn't begin with magically appearing at the destination. And a lot of the challenge is to decide to make the journey. That's what you did in Nashville. Actually, that's what you did in Pike County, Alabama, wasn't it? You just didn't know quite what
the journey was going to be.
But it's been a journey.
Yeah.
And it's an ongoing journey.
Right.
I didn't know. I knew I wanted to make the journey. This may sound sort of strange, but when I was very, very young, I remember on that farm that I grew up on, a cousin of mine, we wanted to get out of Alabama. And we had this dream as young kids. We were going to slow down. This is not in keeping with the environment these days. We were going to slow down this huge pine tree. And somehow out of this pine tree, we were going to make a bus and going to get the big part of the tree and make wheels. And we were going to roll out of Alabama. So I think I've been on a journey for some time. It's been a great journey, and I want to continue on this journey.
I hadn't really thought of the irony that, you know, 15 years later, more or less, you were on a bus. It was not a pine tree bus, but you were headed back
burn. You talk about the power of nonviolence, the philosophy of nonviolence as being the way, which in other cultures is sometimes known as the Tao, that is part of a journey. Is that a journey we must all take?
I think we must take that journey as members of the human family, the journey of reconciliation, the journey of nonviolence. It's a more excellent way. It's a better way. You have to come to that point where you accept it as a way of life, as a way of living. Because if you only accept nonviolence as a technique or as a tactic, you become like a faucet. You can turn it on, you can turn it off. You have to decide whether I'm going to love today and hate tomorrow, whether I'm going to love Mary and hate Susie, whether I'm going to love John and hate Peter. Love is a better way. It is a more excellent way. The way of nonviolence is the way. I think, for me, it is one of those immutable principles that we cannot and must not deviate from.
We are all going to take the journey. It's a question of whether we do it with our eyes open or closed. It's whether we do it as passengers or participants. I mean, this is not optional.
We all must be participants. We cannot afford to sit on the sideline. We cannot. It's not a free ride. We all have to be participants.
No one in the 20th century has been more of a participant than John Lewis, for whom we offer our thanks, our gratitude, and don't quit. Still more work to be done.
Thank you. I will continue to make the journey. I will continue to walk with the wind.
We are all indebted to John Lewis for a lifetime of leading us beyond our individual fears. We also thank those who gathered with us at the Commerce Club and the club itself. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.